Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, Tanisha Davis. You just finished listening briefly to Years of Grace by a local artist from Los Angeles, California, who goes by the name of Young Sick. Be sure to check out more of his music by following Young Sick, F-I-C, on SoundCloud. Okay, so today on the show, I'm super, super excited to have with us a really, really funny guy who keeps fans like myself tuned in every week on social media with his videos, hilarious dance moves, and so much more. So welcome onto the show, none other than Wayne Colley, best known as Country Wayne. Country Wayne, how are you?
How you doing there? Are you doing good?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Yeah. So you're on tour, the Gift of Gab tour. Tell me about that, and what next city are you hitting up?
I'll be in Baltimore, Maryland this weekend.
So how did you get started? Like, what was the inspiration behind the Gift of Gab tour?
Oh, the Gift of Gab tour now, you know, it's just, I got the Gift of Gab. I could talk my way in and out of anything. That's why I named it that. But before this, you know, we had a child support tour, because I got a lot of child support. And, but, you know, before that one, it was Help Is On The Way. And so,
oh,
you know,
man.
Hey, man, I just... I've been on the road about 3 years, for real.
Okay, okay. So I discovered your comedy videos on Facebook, and the one that initially made me start following you was the video where I think you were talking about the guys eating the bad food from the girlfriend, which was hilarious. Do you feel like, was that the video that initially made your name go viral?
To be honest, it wasn't one video that made me go viral. It was just a collective of a lot of videos. The first video that went viral was I had a video where I said, like your girlfriend cooking. And that went viral October 2014. I got 2,000 followers off that. And after that, I just kept going and kept posting videos, and people were choosing their favorite videos. So that's what happened.
Wow. Okay. So what was the feeling like? I mean, to... you know, to be trending, doing something you love, you were natural with it. So, I mean, what was that feeling like?
Man, I feel famous when I had 1,000 followers. I thought I was already famous. I feel good, man. It felt like high school. You know, high school, I was already being Country Wayne anyway. So, you know, it was just another level. It was just like me being able to be me and really be me and people really liking me for me, I was like, oh, this is easy. I could be me all day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always good when you're doing something that comes natural. You know, you don't have to work hard to try to be anything extra. It's just you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So, what led to it? Like, how did you get started with comedy? Like, was that something you knew you always wanted to do?
No, I just wanted to be in the entertainment business for real. So I put up that video and people started following me, and then people wanted to see me in person. So when I see me in person, I can't just sit down and put a phone in my face. They wanted me to make them laugh, just like Bernie Mac and Kevin Hart and everybody else. So we went from online to getting them in line at comedy shows.
Wow.
And I just, and to be honest, you know, they like my stand-up even better than my videos.
Wow.
Because
yeah,
you get to really be in the presence and see that for real. And, man, it's just God's plan, man. It's just, I could try to take all the credit I want, but it can't be me, because if I could control it, I wouldn't have had all the child support. So, you know, I ain't that smart.
Okay. All right.
No, I'm serious.
Tell me about Wayne Colley. Like, before being Country Wayne, like, what were you doing prior to that?
I was making kids. Yeah, I got 9 children. So, think this was gospel show. You probably don't want to ask me that. you might be able to come up with another question, because, hey, the fruit of my labor, you can see it. But listen,
oh, my goodness.
I had a nightclub, though.
Mm-hmm.
I had a nightclub. That's what I had before the comedy. I had a nightclub.
Okay.
And I had to let that go, because I got scared to go there. There's too many guns. Yeah.
Okay. That's understood.
Yeah, I got scared to go to my own club.
Oh, my God.
Man, you know, and I tried everything to calm the violence down. I even tried to play Kirk Franklin. One night, something about the name Jesus. Man, shoot, my steel got shot. I said, man, let me get the hell out of this business.
So where was your nightclub at? Well, scary.
It was in Georgia.
Oh.
It was in Georgia, man. It was in Georgia. Well, they were shooting like they was in Chicago.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right.
Yeah.
So... Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy.
You telling me? You should have been there.
Go to your all night club. Oh my goodness.
Oh no.
Okay. Man. So everyone is working towards, you know, that moment. Of course, you reach that moment where your work is going to pay off for you. What advice would you give to that person who is waiting on that big break? You know,
because
a lot of people
want overnight success. Mm-hmm. Hey, just be you, man. If a person can find a way to be them, it's going to come on time. Because you can end up being semi-successful being somebody else, not doing what God wants you to do. But that success going to end. You might be successful, but then your relationship with your family might not be right. You know, to get it balanced and real success where it feel good, you got to be you, because you are who God created you to be. So if you're being somebody else, you off your path. And you still might end up becoming financially successful being somebody else, but you're not going to be successful internally. You're not going to be happy. So if you really want this Country Wayne success, which is, I don't know where this man in the world. You know, I don't have more money than Jay-Z or nobody, physical dollars, but what I got in me and the feeling I feel every day, find a way to be you for real. And don't be worried about what people be saying when you are being you, you know? That's the real key to success. Be you, and your success, even if you're selling tires, you might just got a business selling tires. You're going to be a successful tire salesman if you be you. So, you know, find a way to be you, and you're going to be successful. But that's hard to do for some people because they're scared of the judgment. But I'm me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk like nobody. But everybody still didn't love me because they like, he's comfortable being him. And people attract to that. A person who naturally them, people like that because they want to be themselves, but they don't know how to be.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
I like what you say. Yeah. A lot of people are trying to imitate what they see. This person blew up by doing this, so I'm going to try to do that. You know, a lot of people are not being themselves, so I like that you said that, you know.
Oh, yeah. You got to be yourself. Yeah.
Okay.
Too many people trying to be somebody else, so you ain't. That person already is successful. You got all different, got different fingerprints. So let that marinate neck bone juice. So you were designed to be yourself, buddy.
Exactly. All right.
Yes.
Man, and I love that you're always acknowledging Christ, like you always like giving thanks to God for everything that's happening in your life. So how do you combine that, you know, your faith walk, you know, with your business?
Man, I put it in everything I do. Even some things I don't even supposed to put them in. But you have to tell me sometimes, look, I don't got nothing to do with that. Like, would you let me know? I put them in everything, man. And like I say, it got to be a God. Because I made a lot of things going on good for me. But if I had that much, if it was just me doing it, some things in my life I would have changed. So, you know, I'm weak. So I'm just telling everybody we all are weak. Put God in what you're doing for real. And people going to say, I do put them, no. You know whether you put them or not, because it's going to show. You know what I'm saying? Like the people, it's just like in the wilderness when Moses was trying to get them out of Egypt. They knew God, but they really weren't believing him. They praised him. They went to church and all that. But that don't mean you believe. When I say believing in him, even when he said you so crazy, even when he told Abraham to go sacrifice his son, but when he got there, he said, I'm just playing. You ain't got to do that. But it just so it just so that he believed in God that strong for him to do that, you know, man.
Right.
Most of us won't go all the way. Like, I'm crazy about him now. Like, man, I'm serious about that God thing. If I ain't serious about nothing else, it really works. So on some people, it can work and it ain't boring. Because some people make God look boring. Like, oh, you got to be like, hallelujah. Man, God got that sauce. I'm telling you.
All
he
right.
So, yeah. So you know, just put them in everything you do. And when I say put them in there, that voice in your heart that you know each situation you know was right. If somebody step on your shoes and they didn't mean to, it's okay. I'm sorry.
Right.
I accept your apology. Right. Just doing the right thing in small situations. If somebody owe you money and they ain't got it all. And they just got half, just take it and go. But if you see them in the club, see the other half now, then you got to let the devil come out and cuss them out. But I'm telling you
no,
that
I
now.
Didn't want to.
You got to be real out here too now. Can't be talking, oh, God going to take care of you. He don't took care of you. You better go get a bite. Yeah. You know, so.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's probably what was going on at that club. Folks was coming in there to get their money. That's probably what was going
on.
Yeah.
That one, I wasn't supposed to have that club. God told me that wasn't for me. That's what that was. So he
you
made
have
it,
a greater
made
work
a war
you.
Man, listen, boy. That club, ooh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So
you put God in what
you're
doing.
Yeah, you have to. And a lot of people don't believe in that, but they need to learn that you have to keep God first in everything you do. That's how you're blessed. That's how doors open for you when you put God first. A lot of people are trying to put themselves first, or they're putting everything else above God, and they're leaving him behind, or, you know, he's like a spare tire, call on you when I need you, you know, but you really have to keep God first in your career, and that's how things take off, and people are asking, like, how are you successful? It's because you're keeping God first, you know, and God has allowed you, you know, as a comedian to just naturally be yourself. That's when you know God is in it. When you don't have to try to be nobody else. You just being yourself and everything is just flowing, you know, so that's a beautiful thing.
So that it is.
Man.
Amen.
So,
amen to that.
Yeah. So how do you remain humble? I mean, I know, like, you're spiritual-minded, you know. How do you still remain humble? Like, some people that fame, the money, the attention, you know, all those followers, like, how do you keep yourself humble?
Man, I read that Bible every day, and I'm on my fourth trip through it. So the stories, mm-hmm. the stories in the Bible keep you humble, because you see what he did. They tell you the good God did, but he ain't did. People don't like to talk about the bad he did when you didn't follow him or idolize him. So
mm-hmm.
the stuff he did, oh, Lord, I do not want to be on it. So I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm scared to death. I'm scared to be like, yeah, I got it. And I'm doing it. Yeah. Well, he would take it away and embarrass it so bad. So I know what's going on in my life and it feels good, and I just share this feeling with others, but I can't mm-hmm. brag about something that ain't mine anyway. It ain't mine.
All right.
Yeah, how am I saying this ain't mine? This ain't my career. This for the people. They want to laugh. Mm-hmm. You know, this ain't my money. It's child support money for real. I'm going to be honest. Yeah, they getting it all. Shout out to kids. So, you know, that's what keeps me humble. I don't know what keeps everybody else humble, but, man, listen here.
Yeah.
It's his. You know.
Yeah.
So, well, something ain't yours, how you going to act crazy anyway?
Oh, true. Right? It all belongs to God at the end of the day. You can have it one day,
mm-hmm.
and the next day can be gone, you know. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's awesome. And I know you just had a new baby. So, like, how
yep.
are you managing to balance, you know, being a father, traveling, you know, doing your comedy? Like, how are you keeping it balanced?
I try to go home at least every 2 weeks. Not so much lately, but and then November and December, the industry shut down. So I sat down and I go home during the week, every week for them 2 months. And then, you know, and just FaceTime a lot and just get prepared for, you know, really going on television. So, you know, it just, it, you know, he balanced it off. You know, it leave me less
mm-hmm.
time to do some stuff that I want to do. So I didn't have kids. But that stuff gets
mm-hmm.
you in trouble anyway, so. You know, you do what you're supposed to do. You do. It's enough time for you to do what you're supposed to do, but sometimes you do what you want to do and don't have enough time or money to do what you're supposed to do. So, hey, it'd be enough time, man. I just can't
yeah.
go out and party and stuff no more, but, hey, the whole thing, I ain't trying to get killed in the club anyway, so.
yeah, stay away from the club.
Ooh, you too, okay. I wreck. Thank you.
Oh,
man. I see my kids. And man, it's just lovely, man.
That's a blessing. What next projects do you have coming up? Like, are we going to possibly see you getting into acting? You know, because I think you'll be great in the movie. So are you looking at
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's what I'm out here in L.A. for now, man. I'm out here in L.A.
Awesome.
Doing the acting thing. Right now I'm in the classes, you know, trying to do the drummer roles too, thing, not just
mm-hmm.
comedy. So basically, just he prepared me, just like he prepared me before I did videos, he prepared me when I hit TV, you know.
Awesome.
Make people laugh across the world, and, you know, it's just his timing. And right now I'm on the road every weekend for the rest of the year. So my
mm-hmm.
spare time, I come to L.A. I got a place in L.A., and you know, focusing on his acting and getting on television. That's the next step.
Okay. Okay. Do you think that it took branching out from Georgia to L.A., do you think that helped out a lot with your career for anybody
it's
that's
helping.
Looking to go up a little higher?
Yeah, it helped. It made, you know, with the internet now, you don't have to move to L.A. because you could build an audience online. But once you
mm-hmm.
get an audience, it's still good to get out of Georgia. But because in the South, because I tell everybody, you know, it's just different. You know, you're from Alabama.
Right.
And our minds is not expanded like it is for the rest of the world because we didn't know that it's not as racist in California. I'm still think it's racist.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's white people. I'm like, oh, yeah, you looking at me calling me a nigga. But, no, nah, they, you know, it's but in our mind, we still like that a little bit because that's how
mm-hmm.
it is for real. People don't know. So that's what happened with me, Country Wayne, what happened. All the country towns in Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi got connected with me because I represented a voice that haven't been represented because they don't accept us in Hollywood, but the internet just paved the way for me. So
Right.
I represent a lot of people that Hollywood don't know about. We like foreigners to the world. They didn't know that we
mm-hmm.
exist because nobody calls them Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, you know, Carolina
True.
And stuff. So once you build an audience back home, whether it's 10,000, 5,000, 2,000 people, you take that power, you move and try to branch out and make connections so the people who do follow you can see your growth, you know. That's what I always mm-hmm. have done. So, yeah, but you know, if a joker ain't got no following, don't come out here and rent too damn high. You'll be right back. don't be far. Don't be
hey,
far
they,
on
say,
that drink, that
they said Tiffany Haddish got started by, you know, she moved out there. She was sleeping in a car.
Man, she was already staying out here, and she ended up in the car. So if you got family out here, you sleep in the car, you move out here, you're going to be sleeping in a trash can. She was already staying out here, man. Don't listen to the story. I'm going to tell you everything, man. One thing about me, I'm going to tell you the 162. They don't tell the whole story. That girl probably slept in a car 2 days. You know what I mean? Yeah. She wasn't getting no mail, though. How she got a mail? She had an address so well.
True. You know,
you're leaving all them stories, man.
Oh, man. I love it.
I'm telling you the truth.
I love your sense of humor. I like it because it's the truth. That's why I love
oh, yeah,
humor.
It's the truth.
Like, it's the truth. And a lot of people can relate to the truth. You know, we need more
mm-hmm.
of that. And just like you said about, like, Alabama, Mississippi areas, like, there's a lot of people feel like, you know, we're just a bunch of country, unlearned people, you know, so they kind of bypass us, you know,
yeah.
And with the work that I do. You know, I have a lot of people, they don't think I'm from Alabama. They're like, there's no way possible you're from Alabama. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
You know, so.
So I'm representing I'm going to bust this Hollywood door open for everybody. Once I go through it all the way, all the country people are going to get a chance because we sound different. We're nicer.
Yes.
And people
yes.
love us everywhere around the world.
That
I show
doesn't have
so
to
now, yeah. So when I get on TV and do these numbers, they're going to want people from the country, whether it's radio, comedy, pastor, what? They're going to want people like Country Wayne because they love us everywhere. They love country people everywhere
mm-hmm.
now. I'm telling you.
Yes, yes. Oh, man. Well, I really appreciate you coming on to the Star 100 Radio. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day, your busy schedule to talk with me. Again, like, it's really been an honor because you're such a funny person. You're an amazing guy. So I really appreciate you being on the show.
Yeah, appreciate
you.
Be blessed.
All right. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right. Well, there you have it, everyone. You just tuned in with Country Wayne. And you can keep up with the show by hitting that follow the show and keep up with us so you'll know who we'll be having on the line next. All right, so thank you once again for rocking out with Stardom 100. I'm your host, Tanisha D. Davis, and you can keep up with me on Instagram at Tanisha D. Davis, as well as follow Stardom 100 blog, Stardom 100 blog on Instagram. And we're going to go ahead and tune out to Years of Grace by Young Sick. Later.
A lot of soldiers died wishing they could have been alive. Rest in peace, my grandma and my granddaddy died. She passed away and from my eyes, all I could do was cry. My granddaddy, Carl Marshall, apple of my eyes. Something like Mufasa, Lion King, Simba's pride. It passed away the same year, went out of the same club. My whole life was a mess, like where we go from here? I'm on drugs, slanging drugs, hanging with the thugs. They dead now, the main people that had gave me love. The way I'm living now was not the way they raised me up. But I'm a product of the way this world made me, bruh. Straight lost with no direction, headed for correction. Of the graveyard, my Lord caught the interception. Made me a soldier in his life and gave me a weapon. The power of the Holy Ghost is now my protection. And now I'm stepping, man, I'm running towards my destiny. Jesus Christ is now bringing out the best in me. Some believe, but I'm living for the rest to see. It is only by his grace that I'm blessed to breathe. Listen.